This is why the McLaren Elva failed. And if you're not even sure what the McLaren Elva is, keep watching. This is also a story of how McLaren went up against the behemoth Ferrari and failed to make a dent. So let's take it back a few years. The collector car market was exploding. Money was everywhere. Nothing could stop car collectors from getting enough cars. McLaren, always needing money, said, you know what? Let's jump in this race. Let's take a McLaren 720S, chop off the roof, give it a kind of trick air brake so it doesn't need a windshield, and we're gonna make 399 of them at $1.4 million apiece. Was McLaren thinking straight? Of course not. They were only thinking about this. Easy money, right? Well, McLaren had failed to understand a few things. On the one hand, you have the super focused track special aerial atom, also with no windscreen. On the other end, you have the Ferrari Monza SP1 and SP2. Obviously, the McLaren Elva fits more towards the Ferrari Monza. Ferrari planned to make 499 of the Monza SP. So why is it that McLaren had to lower their expectations from 399 units to 249 units, all the way down to 149 units? And there are some people who say they didn't even make that many.
Ouch, town population, you bro!
I think McLaren completely misread the room. And I'm not saying they couldn't have sold a 720S without a windshield. I'm saying they didn't know what they were really doing. Most of these windshield-less vehicles are track specials. And as capable as the 720S is, which the Elva's based on, it's not a track day special for a lot of people. That's why they have the 765LT. So it's not really a track-focused car. But I'm going to be bold enough to suggest it's not beautiful enough to be a collector's car either. The Monza is. McLaren went for striking rather than flowing and beautiful. And this is made even more prevalent when you look at the front of this vehicle. You have those vents of sorts that are used to direct air up and over the driver. But those vents, they kind of ruin the body lines. The Monza, on the one hand, looks like a smooth, flowing piece of art. The Elva? Let's tack this on here. Hey, people like scoops. Let's go there. People like all these elements individually. Let's put them all there. I feel like they were less cohesive in their design than Ferrari was with their Monza. All right, let's not beat the design too much. Where McLaren really failed is they didn't understand their customers. Yes, there were seemingly endless amounts of car collectors out there that had disposable income, but McLaren didn't realize most of them were not loyal to McLaren. This is honestly something that's been put on the shoulders of the dealers to figure out. Ferrari, on the other hand, controls everything from the top down. So Ferrari already has 499 customers that they can just pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got this car, would you like to buy it? And they would say yes. They don't even know what it is. But that's the game Ferrari plays. And the people that want to play in Ferrari's game, they'll do it. Most of these are just going to sit around under a car cover, in a garage, in a collection somewhere, and Ferrari really doesn't care. McLaren thought, we're going to get people driving these things. I don't know if McLaren thought people were actually going to drive them, or they were just going to put them in a collection, but they failed at both of those. Not quite pretty enough to be a collector car. Design just isn't timeless and classic. It's more striking and for this age. And it's not a track car. It's not a driver's car, even, for that matter. There was such pushback on the design where there's no windshield that McLaren eventually relented and added a windshield as an option. And that was only after they couldn't fill the allocation for the 149 that they had. Believe me, I want McLaren to win. I love their products, and they have a huge amount of potential. But they have taken a lot of missteps along the way, and they haven't really addressed them. All they're doing is fighting for the next paycheck. Recently, I feel like that has changed, however. The 750S has addressed a lot of the concerns with the 720S, and the Artura, even though it has been delayed multiple times, it was delayed for good reason, because it wasn't ready. McLaren thought it was ready, they were gonna push it out, turns out it's not, so they brought it back and said, you know what, we're gonna go back and fix this all before we bring it back out, which was the right move, even though they lost some steam in that process. And then they came out with the new Spider version. Normally, adding a Spider version to whatever supercar is out there is kind of... But this time, they made some changes. They threw some extra horsepower at it. They made some tweaks to the way it drove. And those were all things that it needed. Rather than wait for a mid-cycle update, they said, you know what? This is only the second year it's technically available. Let's nip this in the bud and let's get it done right. So there's hope for McLaren yet. But the McLaren Elva is going to go down as one of those vehicles that never really hit the mark. And the crazy thing about this is because it's so rare, and because they couldn't sell any of them, and because it wasn't appreciated in its time, it's probably going to be a future collector car.
Wait, what?
So maybe McLaren was smart about it after all, as long as they held on to a few of them and didn't have to sell them off to keep the lights on. And now McLaren has more of a base, but still not 500 cars of a whatever we make kind of base. So there you have it. That's why the McLaren Elva failed, because McLaren didn't understand the market. They didn't understand what kind of car to make, and they thought they could be Ferrari.